Amen. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that. And what a great song. May the Lord help us to be more like Him. Let's take the Word of God this morning. We will go to the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter number 7. And once again, I want to thank all of you for your prayer this week. I believe it is through prayer that we find great victory. We are in a spiritual warfare today. And we understand that the God of this world is trying to blind the minds of people lest they believe and know the gospel. But we must give the gospel, and in prayer is where the great battle is fought, and I believe won. So we thank God for the week. It's been great, and it's been exciting to see the young people come to know the Lord. It has just been fantastic. Well, today, as we come to Matthew chapter number 7, I'm sure that you know that for the past few weeks, we've been looking at some of the great stories of the Bible. In fact, as we look in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we will find what we call parables. Now, parables are truly the greatest stories that are ever told. Now, what is a parable? A parable is a story that is cast alongside of a spiritual truth so that we understand what the spiritual truth is meaning. In fact, Jesus spoke in parables often throughout the Word of God. And He used parables to get across a great point, a great spiritual truth. When we come to Matthew chapter 7 this morning, we're going to find a parable. We're going to find a parable about a man who built his house on the rock and a man who built his house on the sand. Now, when I was a little kid, we used to sing a song about that. I kind of grew up about that. We may be singing it right now in children's church back there where we have the kids who ride our buses and all of that. But the truth of the matter is, God wants us to understand what this parable means. So let's begin in Matthew chapter 7, and we'll begin in verse number 21. And I want us to read down to verse number 29. The Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Now you may stop and say, well, Pastor, what does that have to do with the man who built his house on the rock and the man who built his house on the stone? Well, notice what it says in verse 24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes." Now we come to this great parable in God's Word. What does it mean? What is the Lord Jesus speaking here? He gives this parable. It is a great story that He is casting alongside a principle, a truth that Jesus is wanting to speak. And may God give us spiritual understanding this morning, because I want to preach you on this subject, the hearers and the doers. The hearers and the doers. I want to ask you to join me in a word of prayer right now. And I want you to pray for me that God will enable me to preach. And would you pray that God will speak to your heart? And would you pray for anyone that is without Jesus, that today they would put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, I declare my absolute dependence upon Thee this morning. Father, we know that this is a spiritual work. We know that the preaching of Your Word, Lord, to many people might be foolishness. But Father, we know that it is the power of God. And I ask of You this morning to enable me to preach. Lord, help us to listen. But Father, I pray that the Spirit of God would do His work of enlightening the Word of God to us, to where we will understand what the Scriptures say. Lord, help us to see this morning what kind of foundation we are building upon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, we find here the principle of those that hear and do, and those that hear and do not. The hearers and the doers. Now, who and what is Jesus trying to get across? By the way, we understand in this passage that everyone is building. In fact, we find that all people are building some kind of life. Every one of you here this morning, including myself, we are building this morning. We are building a certain kind of life. But what is more important than the materials that we use to build upon is the foundation that we are building. Here in this story, most kids would understand the principle here. The Bible talks about a wise man. A wise man that built his house upon the rock. And then you take the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Did you know the emphasis in our passage is not on the building materials, but the emphasis is on the foundation on which the house was built. Every one of us here, parents, young people, we are all building our lives on some kind of foundation. In fact, even people in good churches sometimes get the idea that just because they are busy doing good things, that they are making the Lord happy with their life. In fact, we sometimes equate busyness or activity with spirituality. And we think, well, I'm doing all of these things, so God has to be pleased in me. But the Lord this morning is looking upon our foundation. In fact, in this story, we find something to be true. We find that the same rain, the same flood, the same torrential storm came upon the buildings, but one of them lasted. One of them fell not because it was built upon a rock. Now, as we look at this passage, I want us to see some things today that may God help us understand. And folks, today, whether you are a Christian or not, and by the way, in order to be a Christian is not just to go to church, it's not just to be born into a good family. A Christian means you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for your soul salvation. You are trusting in Jesus and nothing else for your eternal destiny. But even as a Christian, can I tell you this? Just because you're a Christian does not mean that you're going to escape the storms of life that are coming. But it does mean that we have a refuge in the midst of our storms. The refuge here that we find in our passage has to do with the foundation. By the way, here's the wise man. He built his house. And here's the foolish man. He built his house. We know that the wise man wanted his house to stand. He wanted it to endure the trials of life. So he built it upon the rock. Because he built it upon the rock, the same rain that came on the foolish man. It came to him, but the house fell not. Why? Because he had a refuge. He had a foundation. By the way, if your life is built on the Lord Jesus Christ, can I tell you something? When the rain comes on your house, I can tell you, your house is going to stand firm. Oh, look, there are times in life when we all have difficult times when we seem to shift and move, and times that maybe we stumble a little bit. But may I tell you, if your life is built on the Lord Jesus Christ, then the house will remain firm. We find something here that both of these houses looked safe. Now, I believe that if you could have seen the wise man and the foolish man before the rains came, I believe that you would have looked at the houses and you would have said, boy, these houses are built firm. And boy, these houses are built good. I mean, listen, these houses are going to last for years and years. But really, you could not really see the foundation, maybe. You know, the truth is, when we built this new building a few years ago, I remember it seemed like it took forever just to get the foundation taken care of. I mean, I was ready to start painting, you know. I was ready to start putting the carpet and chairs down. Let's get this thing going, you know. But the foundation took a long time. Why? Because the foundation had to be secure. I mean, there's concrete, there's rebar, there's all kinds of things within the foundation. Why? Because we know the rains are coming. The storms are coming. The winds are coming. But that foundation is built on a rock. And may I ask you something this morning? Is your life built on the rock, and His name is Jesus Christ? He is the only foundation. By the way, there are people who do religious things today, but they often do not please God with those religious things. But there are others who do religious things that they please God with their activity. What is the difference? Well, the difference is, are you busy for the Lord because of what He has done for you? Or are you busy for God trying to get God's approval? Trying to get God's acceptance in life? You see, folks, really, there are just two kinds of religions in this world. There is a religion that says, we are serving the Lord because of what He has done for us. Because He is giving His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and to pay for our sin debt. And we are serving Him because of what He has done for us. That's true religion. But the second type of religion is a religion that is doing to try to earn their salvation. It is a religion of works. It is a religion of saying, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. That has to make God pleased in my life. Well, folks, today, your foundation has everything to do with your life. Number one, I'm going to give you a few simple thoughts that I pray God will help us with today. Number one, we notice the person speaking. Now, who is the person speaking in Matthew chapter 7? Well, it is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is speaking. By the way, go back to Matthew chapter 7, and we notice something in verse number 29. It says this, for He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, is it not interesting that the Bible says that He taught them as one having authority, not like the scribes? You see, the scribes were religious people that they wanted everyone to think well about them, but they had no authority with what they were saying. You see, your life speaks more than what you speak with your words. Folks, just because we say things doesn't really mean a whole lot, but it's how we live. And Jesus Christ lived a life that matched what He was saying. The scribes, oh, they could say all kinds of things, but their life was a hypocritical life. And Jesus spoke with authority. By the way, when Jesus Christ spoke, there was no misunderstanding what He spoke about. Why? Because He had authority. Jesus drew the line. He said, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you build your life on the wrong foundation, it will fall. But if you build your life on the right foundation, that foundation will last. You see, there have always been people who wanted to use the ideal of tolerance today to excuse an unwillingness to draw the line. Folks, can I tell you something? We need to draw the line where the Bible draws the line. We need to have the right kind of standards where the Bible has the right kind of standards. We need to have the right principles in life where the Bible has the right principles. And the Lord Jesus drew the line, per se, in the sand. He was saying, let me tell you the truth. Listen, He spoke as one having authority. And by the way, we live in a day and time in which tolerance is the big ideal today. Everybody wants tolerance. Let's be tolerant of everything. But can I tell you this? Really, tolerance is a term for religious compromise. That's what it really is. You see, folks, look, I believe that we as God's people, as Christians, ought to be compassionate. We ought to be kind. We ought to be caring. We ought to be kind and courteous with our words and with our actions. All of that. But let me say this to you. We must be sound on the clear teachings of the Word of God. We must never compromise what the Bible has to say. By the way, we're living in a day and time in which evil is called good. We see that today. Evil is called good, and good is called evil. Right is called wrong, and wrong is often called right. We live in a day and time, and by the way, the Bible says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil." Folks, it is a dangerous thing in life for us to say that something is evil, something that is wicked in the eyes of God is good. We must guard against that. We must draw the line where God draws the line. The person speaking is the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, can I tell you this? As a preacher of the gospel, do you know that God has commissioned me to preach the Word of God? And as a preacher stands and he preaches the Word of God with God's Word in his hand to boldly declare the Word of God, there is authority behind that because it is the words of Jesus Christ. Do you know this morning that honestly I have no authority, but as I preach the Word of God, there is great authority because it is Jesus Christ speaking to you and me. The person speaking here was the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, go to Luke chapter number 6, if you would, please. Luke chapter number 6. I want you to notice what the Bible says here, and this is another portion of this same story. Luke chapter number 6. Let's look in verse number 45. Now, notice what the Bible teaches us here. The person speaking is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He has great authority. Luke chapter 6, and let's look in verse number 45. The Bible says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." That's verse 45. Look in verse 46. "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now I want you to go back, if you would please, to verse number 46. It says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Brethren, today, it is very hypocritical for you and me to look at and to hear about people that do not obey Jesus Christ and do not hear his words and obey him if we, who are God's people, do not obey the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" The Lord said, "Why are you saying that I'm your master when you don't obey me? Why do you say, Lord, when you do not hear and you do not obey?" Folks, may I say to you that it is always easier to condemn other people, is it not? Why is it that it's easier to see other people's sins more than our own sin? Why is it easier for us to notice what other people are doing wrong rather than what we are doing wrong in our life? The person speaking here is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is saying, listen, if you are building your house on the sand, if you are building your life on the sand, the changing times of this world, the philosophy of this world, the rules of this world, your house will fall. But he says, if you're building your life on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ, then the storms, yes, they're going to come, but the house will not fall. So we see the person speaking. Number two, I want you to notice the principle stated. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter number 7, because I'm going to show you some simple thoughts here that may God help us with this. Now, the Lord is giving us a principle, and the principle is about a foundation. And by the way, how do we get the right foundation? It is about hearing, and it is about heeding. It's about hearing the Lord, and it's about obeying the Lord. May God help us today to get this in our heart. Matthew 7, verse 24, the Bible says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock." Folks, here the principle stated is that every one of us, we are building a certain kind of foundation. Some people build on the rock. They build on the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, to even begin to build on the rock, you must know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I remember when I was 17 years of age and I put my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He's the rock. He is, listen, the rock never changes. And I put my faith and trust in the Lord. Can I tell you something? From that day on, I have been building on that foundation. Can I tell you something? That foundation will never crumble because it is built on Jesus Christ. You know, by the way, we may say today, and I may say to you, what we all need to do is build our lives on the Lord. He is our only foundation. But what does that mean? I may say to you, don't build your life on the sand because it is shifting sand. It will never last. But what does that mean? Let's go, if you would please, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. I want to show you about a foundation that we find here. When we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the context of the passage is that the Apostle Paul is talking about the judgment seat of Christ. He's talking about that day that we will stand before the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that He is going to try our works. Now, folks, if you're a child of God, the very moment that you leave this world, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We know that's what God's Word teaches. But the moment that we enter into heaven, can I tell you something? We are with the Lord for all of eternity. Nothing can ever change that. But there is coming a day at the judgment seat of Christ when God will take all of our works that we have done and He will try them by fire. Do you know that some of our works are going to burn up? Now, they weren't necessarily wrong things that we did. They weren't necessarily evil things that we did, but they're going to burn up. They're not going to withstand. I wonder today, what are you giving your life to that one day will not withstand the judgment seat of Christ? So the context of this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is dealing with the judgment seat of Christ. But I want you to know something. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look in verse number 11. The Word of God says, "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is." The ideal here is that the only foundation is Jesus Christ. There is no other foundation. And for me to say to you, young person, couples, whoever you may be, I want you to build your life on Jesus Christ. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It simply means to build your life on Christ. It means that we believe that what He says is final. We believe that what He says is forever. And we believe that what He says never changes. We hear what He says and we do what He says. You see, what He says is always true. Building your life on Jesus Christ is taking God at His word. It is believing what the Lord has said about life, what He has said about eternity, what He says about money, what He says about marriage, what He says about every issue of life. We take God at His word. We are believing that He says is true. For instance, Where does this all begin? I'll tell you where it begins. It begins the day that you believe that God loves you. You believe that God loved you enough to give His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay for your sin debt. You believe that you're a sinner in need of a Savior and that you cannot do anything to get yourself to heaven. That's where it all begins. And when you hear the Lord who says, He says, come unto me. I mean, He offers us. To him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I remember when I was 17 that the Lord dealt with me, spoke to my heart, and I believed Him. I took God at His word, and I asked Jesus to be my personal Savior. Can I tell you what happened that day? The Lord began a foundation in my life. The foundation is on a rock. His name is Jesus Christ. And folks, today, are you building on that foundation? Do you know the Lord as your Savior? But child of God, are you believing what Jesus says is true? You see, the only sure foundation this morning is Jesus Christ. Heaven and earth is going to pass away one day, but His word will never pass away. And sometimes we think that means just the copy of the Bible. Brethren, listen, the word of God here that we hold in our hands, can I tell you something? This is a God-breathed book that we have here. It is inerrant. It is infallible. Every word of it is true. And may I say to you that it will never pass away. That means this: the counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Listen, what God says is truth and right, and it will always last. And if we put our faith and our trust in that, yes, the storms will come. Yes, the difficulties will come. But I want you to know something. The rock, the house built on the rock, will stand firm. By the way, in every generation, there are people that are always looking for new ideas. Have you found that to be true? I mean, listen, is it not true in our government? Even in our school systems today, they're looking for new ideas, new ways, new ideas about education, new ideas about morals, and new ideas about people's behavior. Folks, man's heart is not different. Man's heart is a rebel against God. Man's heart is depraved, and we live in a depraved society. But may I say to you, the Word of God never changes. This world may change, but God's word does not change. Listen, our Christian lives don't have to be an experiment. We can be founded upon the rock. His name is Jesus Christ. And find that Jesus is all sufficient for our every need. Listen, He is sufficient for you. He is sufficient for me. You know something? In any generation, when something does not line up with the Bible, I want you to know something. It is sand. It is not stone. And it will not last. God's word is our foundation. It is Jesus Christ Himself. Listen, the principle is to build your life on the rock. And the rock is Jesus Christ. Listen, how do we do that? It is by hearing. And it is by doing. By the way, can I ask you something today? Are there things in your life right now that you know that you are not obeying the Lord in? Unless we could talk about this for a long time. We could talk about just the Ten Commandments, all right? God has given us Ten Commandments. Those are not all the commandments that God has given to us. But let's think about you as a child of God. Are you faithful to the house of God? Can I encourage you today? Can I lovingly encourage you? That Sunday is the Lord's day. It's not the Lord's morning or the Lord's evening. It's the Lord's day. We should give the whole day to the Lord. Many of you miss out on what God wants to deal with you because you're not in church faithfully. You miss out on it. You know something? What if the Lord set an appointment with you to talk with you? Would you be there for that appointment? I think I would. I mean, I'd be there. I'd say, Lord, yes, I'll be there and I'll be early because I want to hear from heaven. But I wonder, do we understand today that God has set an appointment to meet with you Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night? And sometimes I think we say, Lord, I've got better things to do. Lord, I'm a little too busy for that. Lord, I've got other things to do. What is more important than us hearing from God? Can I ask you something? Do you obey the Lord? Do you forsake? The Bible says that we are not to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Can I ask you the matter of prayer? Do you spend time daily in prayer? Do you know something? Our prayer life is really a declaration of our dependence on God. Do you know when we do not pray, we are actually saying, God, I don't need you. We're actually saying, Lord, I just don't need your help. Lord, I don't need anything today. Can I ask you something? Have you heard God speak to you about your prayer life? And are you obeying Him? What about the Word of God? Do you read it? Do you study the Word of God? Do you hide the Word of God in your heart? Have you heard God speak to you about that? But do you obey it? What about the matter of tithing? Do we give our tithe? Listen, the tithe doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, I worked for that money. I worked hard for that. No, God gave you the strength to get the job to provide for your family. But the tithe belongs to Him. What about the matter of telling others about Jesus Christ? Do you know that God has commissioned every one of us that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature? Listen, have you given out gospel tracts? Are you sharing with your co-workers about Jesus Christ? Do you have any concern for the lost? Listen, folks, we can be hypocritical of other people, but are we hearing and are we doing? You see, the principle stated is, if we are not building on the right foundation, can I tell you something? It will not last. Think of the day that we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and God takes all of our works. He tries them by fire. Oh, may God help us. You see, obedience is not simply just doing His will. It is delighting in doing the will of God. Are you obedient to the Lord? Number three, I want you to notice in closing, not only do we see the person speaking, the principle stated, but we notice the promise made. Let's go back in closing to Matthew chapter number 7. Would you go back there? Matthew chapter 7. By the way, has God impressed on your heart to do something, but you have failed to do it? Has God put on your heart to write a letter, but you've never written that letter? Has God impressed on your heart to witness to a neighbor, a friend, a loved one, but you haven't done it? Has God impressed on your heart to do something for Him, for His glory, but you have not done it? You see, the Lord is saying, the foolish man, he builds his house on the sand. And by the way, we look at that and we say, that's foolish to build your house on the sand. The sand shifts and the sand changes and the sand is never going to be a good foundation. But folks, when we are not doing what we know the Lord has commanded us to do, can I tell you something? That's what we're doing. We're building on the sand. We're not living lives of obedience to Christ. This past week, we had this rally that went on, and I'm just going to tell you something. It was just fantastic to see what God was doing. It really was. Let me just talk about our school just for a little bit. It was great. On Friday, we had a special time where the young people could respond. And you know something? I heard young people in our school praying. And we kind of had a corporate prayer meeting with young people. They didn't have to, but they could pray. Listening to them pray, listening to them calling out to God. You know something? There are young people, not all of them, but there are some of them. They have a heart for God. You know what that means? They want to hear the Lord and they want to obey Him. How important it is for you and me to hear God and to obey Him. By the way, there's lots of voices out there, are there not? Lots of voices. Everything wants to grab our attention today. But does God have your attention? Do you hear from God? Now, I'm not talking about something spooky, all right? I'm not talking about hearing God in an audible voice as I'm speaking to you now. But I'm talking about God impressing your heart. God dealing with you about something that you are not obeying Him on. You are building on shifting sand. And it's not going to last. The last thing that we notice is the promise made. God gives us a promise. Now, I want you to notice that back in Matthew chapter number 7, let's look back in verse number 24. The Word of God says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And here's the promise, and it fell not. for it was founded upon a rock. You know, so often in life, we try to give counsel to people, and sometimes we don't give good counsel. You know, in fact, sometimes we try to give counsel to people, and we say, hey, just come to church. You just need to get in Sunday school, join the choir, get involved, do something. But I'm afraid we've gotten the cart before the horse, per se. Because what we should say is, how is your relationship, your fellowship with Jesus Christ? We should ask Him, do you believe it would please the Lord for you to be faithful in church? Do you believe it would please the Lord for you to serve Him? You know what we are saying? We are saying the foundation, everything rests on Jesus Christ. It's not me doing something. It's not me creating something. It is the foundation is Jesus Christ and Him alone. By the way, why should we serve the Lord? I'm reminded of Ephesians chapter 2 and verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And we kind of stop right there. But the next verse in verse number 10 says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Folks, can I tell you something? We should be serving the Lord today because we know the Lord. And because we serve Him. Because we know Him and we love Him. Listen, we're not serving to gain access or acceptance from God. We are serving Him and Him alone. By the way, as we hear the Lord, as we obey Him, and build on the foundation of our salvation. And salvation is the very beginning point. It is the foundation because Jesus Christ, listen, it all begins with Jesus. It all begins with Him. And the Bible says in all things that He might have the preeminence. But Christ is the foundation. You know, there is so much stumbling in life, is there not? We all stumble, do we not? We stumble at times. And you know, there is so much slipping and we get off track sometimes in our Christian life. But God says this, if our foundation is truly Jesus Christ, we are not going to fall. Folks, I know this. There's been times in my own life when I have gotten away from the Lord. You know, look, I still went to church. I still looked like a Christian. I still acted like a Christian. But in my heart, there was something going on that was not right. I was away from the Lord. And you know something, during that time as a Christian, I was miserable. But you know something, God was still dealing with me. God was still working in my life. But can I tell you something? I was still on the rock, and His name is Jesus Christ. And the Lord began to deal with me. He began to speak to my heart to bring me back to the place to where I would say, Lord, I want to hear You, and I want to obey You. And by the way, we think about people. We want to help people, do we not? And folks, a person can be bailed out 100 times in their life. But until he or she is willing to trust Christ, trust in the Lord, and to obey Christ, he is never going to be on the rock. I wonder today, are you building your life on the rock? Are you building your foundation on Jesus Christ? By building our life on the rock, we are saying that what the Lord says is true. We believe it. We know what He says is true. And we take God at His word. Today, are you obeying and are you hearing the Lord? Folks, the storms are coming. They're coming to all people. You know, I've known of people that they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. They did. And the Lord began a great work in their life. But the storms came, and because they were not building their life on the rock, on Jesus Christ, can I tell you something? They're nowhere to be found today. You see, be a hearer of the Word of God. Be a doer of the Word of God. Some things in our life seem impossible to accomplish. But folks, the truth is, we need to realize that it is not of us to do the work. It is Christ in us. He is the one doing. Ours is the work of hearing and the work of obeying. Now, this morning, I want to conclude by this. Maybe you're here this morning, and you've come. I'm so glad you're here. But maybe you have never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You think that there's another way to get to heaven. You think that maybe you can get to heaven by baptism or good works or church attendance. You think there's some other way. Can I tell you something? There is no other way. And today, will you hear that God loves you? Will you hear that He cares for you? And by faith, will you obey Him? Will you turn to Him in faith, repent of your sin, and ask Jesus to be your Savior? He'll save you, and He will begin a foundation. But maybe, child of God, you are here today. I'm glad you're here as well. But there are things in your life that you are not hearing. Oh, you hear it like a child hears his mom say, pick up your room, or it's time to come inside. He hears it, but not in his heart. And maybe you know there are things in your life that you should be listening to God and obeying the Lord, but you're not. Can I tell you something? You are building on a wrong foundation. Listen, let's take God at His word. Let's believe that what the Bible says is true. Let's base our life, decisions, and principles on the principles of the precious Word of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning.